Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers, sisters of the Madrasa, and those listening over receivers. We have been having bayans, waaz, nasihat over the past few days and nights here. What a Muslim that is, what his mizaj should be. How we look forward to our breakfast, lunch and supper. And as I always say, that whether we have istiqamat in other things or not, but as far as our istiqamat in breakfast, lunch and supper is concerned, that is certain, that we just can't miss our breakfast, lunch, supper, and in fact all the other snacks in between also. In that we got istiqamah. So we need istiqamah in our salat, in our zakat, in our hajj, in our ibadat, in our mu'amlat, in our mu'asharat, in our akhlaq. In all these things also there has to be istiqamah. Now how will this istiqamah come if we're going to listen to one bayan, and the next one will be next month, and next one will be next year? So we have to go on listening, and these are not very large doses also, the way it's a 3 hour, 6 hour program. It is half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour programs. So we must make the best of the opportunities Allah Ta'ala makes available to us, of the ulama-i kiram, the mashayikh, who come to our country, to our, come out to our cities. We must make the best of the opportunity. This morning I was speaking to our friends in an informal majlis where, after a little bit of hot tea, because it was very cold in the morning, so a little bit of hot tea, I explained that after a few sips of the hot tea, then the mizaj of the body already starts changing. The mizaj of the body, which was cold, starts changing just after a few sips of the hot tea. So if the tea, a little bit of hot tea, can change the mizaj of the body, then what about the waaz, the nasihat, the sohbat of the mashayikh, the awliya-i kiram, their waaz, their nasihat? Will that not change the mizaj of our lives? So many people going in wrong direction. But when they get the right company, right sohbat, right waaz, right nasihat, it changes their mizaj. So we are fortunate we have Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Shabir Saluji, Dhamat Barakatuhum. Introducing him would be like introducing the sun, that is the sun. Maulana is the principal of Darul Ulum Azad Zakaria, and he is well known throughout the country. What I always admire of him is that he is not just a principal of a Darul Ulum, but he is very actively engaged in lots of other activities, especially through the al-imdad, the assistance that is rendered to the poor, the needy, the refugees, the people around the globe who are suffering, the effort that he puts into that. Then the so many makatib, madaris, being a trustee of so many institutions, and is also a sheikh of tariqat. So therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of benefiting from his waaz and nasihat and discourses. The sheikh.
Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. In fact, in Hazrat Maulana's presence, for a student like me to say anything also is great gustakhi. But al-amru fawqa al-adab, that because Hazrat Maulana has commanded me something that we heard from our Kabir and Buzrugan Adeen, from people like Hazrat Maulana here, inshallah we'll try and relay. In very few, very, very shortly. In fact, my dear brothers, a mu'min's life revolves around sabr and shukr. The ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we can never ever count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَوُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. In a manner in which we cannot count the drops of the rain, our Kabirin has said we cannot count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made it possible for us, for a person of Hazrat Maulana's stature, alhamdulillah, present among us. It is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live among our Kabirin, that thousands of fitnas a person is saved when he's aligned with our Kabirin and Buzrugan Adeen. And shukr of it is this, that we should make shukr with our tongues too. and make shukr by making amal on what Hazrat Maulana advises us to. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah had written one place, when a person has a Shaykh Kamil in his presence, in his bed to a Shaykh Kamil, then that person has no worry and concern of the dunya too, and inshallah will act according to the Shaykh Kamil's advice of the akhirat too, my dear brothers. So many ni'mat Allah Ta'ala granted us. Among the great ni'mat is Allah Ta'ala has granted us that we are, alhamdulillah, present here, not only for you, but for our country itself, that Hazrat Maulana and people of that nature, Allah Ta'ala give them long life, and Allah grant us the tawfiq of valuing them and making amal and advice. Very few people, alhamdulillah, have the mizaj that Allah Ta'ala has blessed Maulana with. The more we benefit, inshallah, the more close we'll draw to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerned, my dear brothers, as mentioned in hadith, one hadith, of beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Hazrat Ma'ad ibn Jabal relates, لَنْ يَتَحَسَّرَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاتٍ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ الْعَزَّ وَجَلْ فِيهَا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. There's only one regret a jannati will have. And the jannati's regret will be when he goes into jannat. Allah said him from the fire of Jahannam, of that time in this world that he had, that he did not utilize the time correctly in something vain, but make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be zikr with the tongue, whether it be zikr with the body, whether it's zikr by action, in whatever it may be, he forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one regret a person will have as a Shaykh al-Hadith, Nawwar al-Markaru, the reason for Fazal al-Zikr. When he will see the great sawab of zikr in the akhirat, then he will have this great respect, great regret. Hazrat has mentioned Hazrat Mansur ibn Mu'tamir rahmatullah alayhi, that Sirri Sakti rahmatullah alayhi, a great buzruk of his time went, and he saw that this person was just taking sesame and taking it down, still swallowing it down. He said, do you not want to have it cooked and eat bread that is cooked? So he said, I took a reckoning that if I have to cook the bread and just swallow the sesame down, 70 times more subhanAllah I can read. So these are people that have time that Allah has given them, they value this particular time, which is a great neighbor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to see today, my dear brothers, that Allah has given us so much time. In how many vain things we go, something that does not concern us whatsoever. We engage in some haram. And Hazrat Maulana has put it very, very frankly also, that events that take place in our country and other parts of the world, which have nothing to do with deen, everything there is contrary to deen. And then too, my dear brothers, we waste time in those particular things, talking about it, going out to see it, spending our money, which is also ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how will we draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In fact, even to going to these things, it is stated that one of our great akabirin, Buzrugan Deen, we know that Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, a great wali of his time. And the ulama idea when the links leads up to Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayh. And there were people that as a Shaykh al-Hadith writes that what can I do? People sometimes say, you always speak of your akabirin and Buzrugan Deen. Like today also we get many people, they say, you only talk of your Buzrugan Deen. So a person of the Shaykh nature says that what can I do? That every action of my akabirin Buzrugan Deen, I found it according to Sunnah. Talking of them is talking of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He's one very, very great shagrid and student, was the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi, was the first student of Darul Uloom Deoband. And as a Shaykh al-Hind, you know that is the ustad of the ustad of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib. He's a great nisbat Allah Ta'ala blessed him with Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Maulana studied hadith under him, and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind was the ustad of Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. From Deoband to Gangoh was about 20-somewhat miles. On Thursday after teaching his lesson, then Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Hind used to go walking and come to Gangoh, who by his ustad or Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. One day he came there, and as he reached Gangoh, he made salam, Hazrat Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayh don't even reply to him. And he had so much love for him that he could take everything. But Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, not having love for him, this is something he could not bear. And on the one hand, Hazrat Gangohi also had great time for him. Not that Hazrat Gangohi did not love him. It is stated that one day a very big nawab, a prince came from a certain place. And Hazrat Maulana Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great alim at that time. In fact, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah has written that people say Shaykh al-Hind. I don't say Shaykh al-Hind, he was Shaykh al-Alam. And all the great akabirin and buzrugan deen of that particular time, Hazrat Manni, Hazrat Thani, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib, all these, Hazrat Shah Sahib, all the students, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi. From there we can see what a great person he must have been. So anyway, he had so much love for him. When this Nawab came, Hazrat Shaykhuddin stood one side, seeing that Hazrat Ali with Nawab in that, like a khadim. Because those that are in khidbar wa qadirin, Allah Ta'ala makes them makhdoom later on. Hazrat Gangoi calling that Muhammad Hassan, come and sit and eat with me. And he said it on the same Dastar Khan, in ke saath humara koi taluk nahi, zami himaniya. Aap ke saath humara taluk hayat aur maut ka hai, yahan kabhi aur akhir kabhi. There's a type of love he had for his student, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Huneen Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Shaykh Huneen became very, very perturbed. Maghrib went, Isha went. He came, he caught Hazrat's leg, he said, Hazrat, what wrong did I do? I can't think of anything. First he thought and thought. He could not think that what he did do, because with Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali became so naraz with him and unhappy with him. Then he said, no, Hazrat Gangoi said, that you know, at this time there is a orasi in Dioban. You come walking from Dioban, which is 27 kilometers or 27 miles. Every village that you went by, people know who you are. They are under the impression that you come to the Oras. And by that, there will be an invitation for these people also come to the Oras. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in one hadith, man kassara sawada qawmin fa minhum. If you become the means of increasing the gathering of any gathering, then you are part and parcel of that gathering. Hazrat Shaykh Huneen Rahman took a custom that, oh Hazrat, I do not even know. It did not even struck my mind that there is an Oras in Dioban at this particular time. Anyway, immediately Shaykh Huneen Rahman went away from there. And he went back at midnight, walked back right to Dioban. You can see from that that Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullah said that we become means of increasing the numbers of gatherings. And there he did, well, object also was not that. His object was whether to start. And not that he was not visiting, other every Thursday he used to come and visit his ustad. But coincidentally on this particular Thursday, something was happening in Gango that does not conform to Sharia. And because of that, Hazrat Gangoi Rahman became very, very naraz with him and happy with him. And quoted the hadith. So we can see that, my dear brothers, son of Vishi, we're just going to see a certain thing. And we become part and parcel of such gatherings. Then we can see from how we draw the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, as far as majalis and zikr are concerned, we know it comes in a hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had stated that if the gathering of zakirin in a certain place, zakirin means zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm learning and teaching hadith, etc. And Allah ta'ala says, as a malaika, knowing of course, Allah knows everything, that what all my bandas engage in, is that, ya Allah, that this particular bandas were engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gathering they got together, remembered you, they were talking of your greatness. Then Allah Ta'ala says, go and bear witness that I forgive all of them. Then the malaika say, ya Allah, but a certain person was just going past there. He just came to see what's happening. Let me also see what's happening. Like we have an accident on a road. We stop by to see what is happening in that particular accident. In the same way, then Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika, hum qawmun la yashka jalisuhum. This gathering is so mubarak that anybody that goes down, his object was not to come and listen. But barakat of his gathering, I have forgiven all of them. So that is why Allah Ta'ala granted the tawfiq, my dear brothers, the time that Allah Ta'ala given us to realize what our object of creation is. Our ulama have written that the Qur'an-i-Kareem, if you look at it, the mazmoon of the Qur'an-i-Kareem, three things the Qur'an-i-Kareem mentions in detail. Most important is tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, risalat, nubuwwat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, finality. And third is ma'ad, as far as akhirat is concerned. But most important from these three, of course, is tawheed is the most important. But Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Sahib, rahmatullah, has mentioned in one place, although tawheed is the most important, risalat to us is most important because we can never ever come to understand tawheed without risalat. Tawheed and akhirat is unseen. And a person cannot understand the unseen with his own logic and understanding. That is why Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So from that aspect, risalat is more important than anything else from this aspect. Because if we do not have risalat, then we do not know what tawheed is. Like Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Muhammad used to always say, that the Qur'an-i-Kareem, of course, is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Qur'an-i-Kareem is more dependent on a hadith than a hadith on the Qur'an-i-Kareem. Somebody may say, what is Hazrat Maulana talking? It's a very, very easy and very, very simple. That we know the Qur'an is the word of Allah ta'ala. But a person can never know that this is a word of Allah Ta'ala until Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not tell us Allah's Kalam. So the Quran, it depends on Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam on Risalat. And then understanding the Quran also, we can never understand the Quran without Risalat and without the explanation of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So from that point of view, Risalat becomes so important, and that is why Hazrat Mona has written that although Tawheed is most important, and Akhirat also, but what is also most important, without Risalat we cannot ever understand what Tawheed is and what Akhirat is. So this is the main object of the Quran Kareem as far as Akhirat is concerned. If that reality comes into my life, that I have to die one day, what condition I will die, I have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the object of my creation is, that reality must just come into my life, then my whole life will become very, very easy, very, very simple. That is why it is said that one great alim mentioned that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Nubbaral al-Markadu, our great Akabirin, Allah ta'ala blesses him with many things, one day was walking up his stairs in the Kacha Ghar of his. While he was walking up, Allah Ta'ala made it so that the Malakul Maud came in a form of a human being. And Shaykh, the door at the bottom was locked. He said, where are you coming from this time? He didn't know. He said, oh, some ordinary human being. So he said, no, I'm Israel alayhi salatu wasalam. So my time is up, then take me. He said, no, Allah is still going to take a lot of work from you. But imagine who can say, if he meets Malaika, what is called the Malakul Maud, that I'm ready to go. Only that person can say that every second and every minute of his was properly utilized in this particular world. Is there was a Shaykh al-Hadith, Nubbaral al-Markadu. He said that during other times, besides my two buzruks, Hazrat Madni and Hazrat Raipuri, if anybody else is to come out of time, of what the time was set aside for meeting, then this is so-called great pain for me, because that time he had set aside either for his zikr, either for his tasneef, either for his mutala, either for his writing. There was not any time in his whole schedule that 1 minute this way or that way could be done. So that is why with this ni'mat of time Allah Ta'ala blessed us. Allah grant the tawfiq of utilizing that time correctly. That tomorrow it must not happen. That first and foremost with the barakah of our kabina, Allah must send us into Jannat, my dear brothers. And then secondly, it must not happen we are going to Jannat and regret for a lot of time that we have wasted here. The time that is gone, the door of istighfar and tawbah are open. In the time that we have presently and what we will have tomorrow inshallah, let us see that inshallah we utilize them correctly. Reading Durood Sharif, reading Istighfar, making dua for the Ummah. So much suffering is taking place throughout the world. And the resources that Allah Ta'ala has given us, whatever resources Allah Ta'ala has given us, after in our own necessities, if we can take those resources and spend it to the poor, tomorrow when we will die, inshallah al-Aziz, that will become a sadaqah jari of us. It is there that Marni Rahmatullah Alayhi, we know that there was a great difference at the time of this India-Pakistan partition. Some people were for partition, their objective also was deen. Some ulama feel it was not good, their also object was deen. But there were certain people who were for the partition. Hazrat Manni Rahmatullah's view was the partition is not good for the Muslims at that particular time. So some people opposed him very, very vehemently. And then afterwards they left this world too. When Hazrat Manni Rahmatullah passed away, it is stated that their widows also used to get a grant from Hazrat Mani Rahmatullah from whatever used to come to him. And not directly, he used to give it to A and A used to give it to B and B used to give it to C until he used to reach those widows. So if Allah had given us wealth and we think of the widows that are there, we think of the orphans that are there, we think of the poor people that are suffering, then inshallah this ni'mat of wealth also will become a great source of comfort for us. But if we go and we waste and become extravagant, then Allah Ta'ala also says that Allah's azab is very, very severe, my dear brothers. This wealth, when it's not used correctly, then it becomes a source of azab also for us. And also that is istidraj from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Istidraj is this, my dear brothers, where Allah Ta'ala gives somebody an outer ni'mat, an outer blessing, and in spite of masjid and wrongly using it, yet Allah Ta'ala keeps on giving him. So Allah grant us the tawfiq of valuing the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This greatest ni'mat Allah has given us is ni'mat of Iman. Allah granted the tawfiq of maintaining it and making effort on it. Of correcting our namaz also and making proper tarbir of our children. This tarbir is very, very important, particularly in these days. Tarbir, we know, just one incident I will mention and then inshallah, will end of the inshallah, just few words. That there were two brothers, Ahmad and Muhammad Ghazali Rahimullah, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah and his brother. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah was a younger brother and his other brother was elder than him. But the elder brother never used to read namaz behind Imam Ghazali, the younger brother. So one day the younger brother went to the mother and complained, the elder brother doesn't read namaz behind me. The mother rebuked him, reprimanded him. He said, "Not if you are seeing, I'll read namaz behind him." And then he came and he read namaz behind his brother. And after the second rakat, he broke his namaz. Now it became even worse, more embarrassing. So the younger brother, they went to the mother and complained, "This would happen." The mother called both the brothers. The brother who broke the namaz, the elder brother, he said, "What can I do? The first rakat was fine, but the second rakat I saw blood in my brother who was making imamat." Mother asked the younger brother, "What was your condition?" He said, "First rakat, my concentration was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second rakat, he must have read this ayat, Waisarunakun Mahiz, about hairs, and some masla of hairs came into my mind, and hairs is blood. So I thought of hairs in my second rakat." So mother started crying that I had wasted my whole life. Told her, "Big brother, it is not your job to go and see what the condition of your brother in his namaz. You should concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And told the other brother that all the effort I did on you, your namaz is also not correct. In namaz you think of masla of hairs, you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let us imagine the tarbiyat made by the particular mother, what the condition of our namaz is. Hazrat Shamim Sahib came recently. He said, "Our namaz after namaz goes, it does not even cross our wildest of minds that I'm standing, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Many times you will not be able to concentrate what surah the imam read or what surah is being read. So there also Allah Ta'ala can have the tawfiq of making tarbiyat of our children, joining them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing them to the masjid, and making an effort on the namaz. If the effort on namaz will be made, then a lot of other wrong things that are happening in our community, inshallah, our children will stay away from that. Allah grant another tawfiq, my dear brothers, that Allah Ta'ala grant barakah, Allah Ta'ala grant plenty of barakah in Hazrat Maulana and all our kabirins, iman too, in their health too, in their sehat also, and Allah grant another tawfiq of benefiting from them, inshallah, so the true essence of deen and the love of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has put into their hearts, Allah Ta'ala can, inshallah, through their hearts, transfer that muhabbat into our hearts too. And we also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they've loved. And we also emulate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as our qabirin, emulate our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah grant us the topic of making qadr of this great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting upon the advice, inshallah. And inshallah, we'll see if we'll do that. This dunya also, Allah Ta'ala will make us kamyab. Halat will come. But because of our link with our qabirin, Allah Ta'ala will make that halat also very, very easy. Let us overcome it, inshallah. And through the barakat, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, forgive our sins too. And tomorrow, lead us among the true sage of our beloved Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafiina wa lana muhammadi wa barik wa salim. Ya Allah, muhazzan al-fadl kun se hamari aur puri ummat ki tamam gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, teri tamam niyamaton ko, ya Allah, jitni niyamaton ne istemal ki, نہ شکر کی یا اللہ ہمارے جرم عظیم کو معاف فرما. ایمان کی دولت تو سب سے بڑی دولت ہے, یا اللہ اس کی صحیح قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ایمان کامل کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. تیری محبت نصیب فرما, تیری معرفت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ مغفرت تامہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما. ہمارے حضرت مولانا کی ایمان, جان, مال, عزت, آب اور اولاد, یا اللہ بانتہا برکت نصیب فرما, صحت اور قوت نصیب فرما, فیض کو زیرہ زیرہ عام فرما, ہم سب کو استفادہ کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اکابرین حضرت مولانا کی اللہ قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ان کی نصائح پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ان کی محنت کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما. یا اللہ, جیسے حضرت مولانا نبی علیہ السلام سب کے خادموں میں ہیں, مزید نواز ہیں, اور ان کی برکت سے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دیں. یا اللہ, جو نعمتیں تو نے عطا کی ہے اس پر قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما, تیرے ذات کے ساتھ صحیح تعلق پیدا فرما, نبی علیہ السلام کو سچی محبت نصیب فرما, اکابرین کے فیض سے مالا مال فرما, پوری امت کے لیے خیر کا فیصلہ فرما. یا اللہ, اس وقت جو خرافات ہو ان خرافات سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, حق کی محبت دلوں کے اندر پیرا فرما, پورے عالم کے اندر مسلمانوں کی ایمان, جان, مال, عزت, آبرو و اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ, جہاں جہاں مسلمان مظلوم ہیں ان کی بھرپور حمایت فرما. یا اللہ, اس ملک کے اندر دینی امن و امان کو قائم فرما, پورے عالم کے اندر دینی امن و امان کو قائم فرما, ہمارے اولادوں کو دین کے کاموں کے لیے استعمال فرما, آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ فرما, ایمان کامل کی دولت سے مال مال فرما. یا اللہ, ہمارے والدین, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ کی پوری پوری مغفرت فرما, ان میں جو بقیر حیات عافیت کے سم کے سایہ بتائیں قائم فرما, اہل کے جتنی مدارس, مقالب, خانقاہ, دینی جماعت, تبلیغی جماعت, تمام کی حفاظت فرما, ناشکری کی رہوس سے حفاظت فرما, وقت کو صحیح طور پر استعمال کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما, اخلاص کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, حب جاہ حب ماں سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما, شیطان و نسل مکر سے پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. Ya Allah, Hazrat Maulana, Ya Allah, tamam, Ya Allah, jo umeed hai, Ya Allah, uski puri farma de. Ya Allah, unki umar ke andar bhi barkat naseeb farma de. Unke khandanon ko bhi hai, Ya Allah. Aur hum sab ke auladon ko qiyamah tak unke deen ko qaim aur daim farma. Istizar wali mehnat ko nakam farma. Musalmanon ko sahi samajh naseeb farma. Ya Allah, dost aur dushman ke bin tafreeq karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Nafa aur nuksan ke darmiyan tafreeq karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Haq aur batil ke darmiyan tafreeq karne ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Ummat ko sahi qaid naseeb farma. Jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal hai, Ya Allah, unki har kisi mein pareshani ko door farma. Ya Allah, mazloom musalmanon ki bharpoor himayat farma. Aur is waqt ke fironon ko Ya Allah, mazan fazl aur karam se toba ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Toba muqaddar na ho aur Ya Allah, zulm se toba ke liye taiyar na ho to Ya Allah, un zalimon par Ya Allah, unko bhi naam aur nishan farma. Ya Allah, aur un par Ya Allah, ibratnak saza nazil farma aur musalmanon ki bharpoor himayat farma. چھوٹی چھوٹی جماعتیں جو پورے عالم کے اندر جن کے لیے محنت کرتے ہیں ان کی محنت کو بھی انتہا قبول فرما ان کی پوری پوری مدد فرما ان کی کمیوں کو دور فرما ہم سب کو ایمان کامل اور موت نصیب فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خلقہ سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلیٰ آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا